Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May we always love
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, be the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have taught us through your Son that love fulfills the law. May we love you with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And may we love our neighbor as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Le prophète Jérémie répondit au prophète Anaïa, en présence des prêtres et de tout le peuple, qui se tenait dans la maison du Seigneur, et le prophète Jérémie dit, « Amen. Que le Seigneur agisse ainsi. Que le Seigneur accomplisse les paroles que tu as proférées en prophétisant, qu'il fasse revenir de Babylone en ce lieu les ustensiles du temple, ainsi que tous les exilés. Écoute pourtant la parole que je prononce pour toi et pour tout le peuple. Les prophètes qui ont exercé leur ministère avant moi et avant toi, depuis toujours, ont proféré des oracles concernant de nombreux pays et de grands royaumes, en annonçant la guerre, le malheur, la peste. Mais si un prophète, en prophétisant, annonce la paix, c'est lorsque sa parole se réalise que ce prophète est reconnu comme vraiment envoyé par le Seigneur. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple Truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The Gospel of Christ.
May I speak in the name of Jesus, who calls us into discipleship and service. Amen. Over the past 2 weeks, St. John's has had a barbecue on Friday, right out on the street. It wasn't our idea, but it was great. The first one, a week ago Friday, was Belong Ottawa, our ministry partner in the lower level of our church, and they wanted to put on a barbecue and came to speak to us about it because it meant, you know, shuffling our parking spots. We have four on this side and four on this side, and it needed to work out there would be space to have the barbecue. And so we said, of course, and we figured it out, and I volunteered to be there to cook. It was a very hot day, and I had on my clergy shirt with my collar, and that shirt really needed a wash after all the smoke from the barbecue. And we must have been cooking for a full hour in the heat of the sun. And we didn't serve the food out there. They cooked it and then brought it downstairs into the well, that's what it's called. And people lined up to get a burger or a hot dog, and then it came with fixings of salad and condiments. And it was more people than I would ever have imagined. And if you were walking out on the street, you wouldn't be able to say, oh, that's a person who would go downstairs. It was all kinds of people. There were a few of our people that come here as well. There was a real environment of joyfulness. When they came to ask us about this, they said, oh, well, we have our own barbecue, because they bought one to do this sort of thing. During that week, another ministry that is a partner for us, Multi-Faith Housing Initiative, asked if they could have a barbecue. And so brought this up with Belong Ottawa, because we share the parking spots. We each have some on both sides. And they said, well, would they like to use our barbecue? And it is a state-of-the-art, beautiful piece of equipment. I put them in touch with each other, the Multi-Faith Housing Group were already set up when I arrived in a complete downpour on Friday. We were all soaked. They were soaked, we did have a tent, but you know that the rain was coming down really hard on Friday. This time they cooked, and they had many, many people, and I helped hand out burgers, and it was maybe some of the same people. It was also staff from downstairs in the well, and it was also a joyful environment. And when I looked at the readings for this Sunday, I thought, you know, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, you know, this feels right. This feels like what we should be doing. Wasn't even our idea, but when the idea landed, it seemed, wow, we could really do this. Like, we've got a great visibility on the Elgin Street side to have people stop in and have that joyfulness that we had in the sun. And we have just as nice a piece along the nice gardens on the side to have people have their joyfulness in the rain. It worked. It felt like the right thing to be doing. It felt like it went with this reading about giving a little one something they needed. But this reading is about more than that. It comes after last week's lengthy reading where Jesus basically tells disciples, you're either all in or you're not. Those who try to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. You know, he's saying it's going to be hard, but you're capable of it. And then we get this nice short passage that says, you know, if people welcome you, it's because they're welcoming me. And if they're welcoming me, they're welcoming God. And it feels so nice and gentle. We can almost read it as a free-floating thing. It isn't just addressed to those disciples of the past, it's addressed to us. If people welcome you, they're welcoming Jesus. And if they're welcoming Jesus, they're welcoming God. But then the text switches into something a bit more confusing. When you welcome a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. So what's that? Do you remember the Beatitudes? Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for so they did to the prophets who came before you. So your reward, welcoming a prophet, is to get what prophets get, which means that, you know, people might be hard on you. It continues, if you welcome a righteous person, you will receive a righteous person's reward. And I was kind of looking around to who could that mean? It might mean the activist people in our community who call us and the wider community to justice and fairness and kindness. If you welcome a righteous person, you receive a righteous person's reward. Maybe you get called into being an activist yourself. And what this does, because then it adds the child with the cup of water, is it kind of flattens hierarchy and it says, you know, all these roles happen in a community at the same time. Maybe even they all happen to you at some point in your life. And we're all equal in this discipleship to which we're called. But if you think about this phrase that Jesus has given the disciples, if they welcome you, it means they've welcomed me, and that means they've welcomed God. It's kind of like the disciples are being told, go out and be God's emissaries. And if you think about how people are with that language, because it is the other dimension of this, some people get pretty cocky about being God's emissaries. Some people are really so intimidated by the idea that they shrink back from doing it because I don't want to represent God, I can't do that. And some people will say, oh, but I want my life for myself, I want to hold back parts of myself. This thing about lose your life for my sake so you'll save it, I don't want to do that, I don't want to go to the cottage. I'm not sure it means that. And this is maybe where Paul's reflection on sin, in whichever reading you heard or read, comes in, because being overconfident or being self-righteous so that you're annoying to others or thinking the ends justify the means, they kind of fall in that realm of failing to live in God's image. So when Jesus says, basically, be God's emissary, we have to recognize there's part of us that we're not good enough, and we tell ourselves we're not good enough. Or we tell ourselves we're so good, and that's a failing too. So, but this idea that God works through us also comes up every week in how we pray. So we can't really say, oh, I don't want to think about that part. Because it's with us all the time. We say, glory to God whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. So we're acknowledging God works in us already in that prayer we say every week. But does it go to our heads? I think we just say that prayer and maybe it's good to think about what we mean by it and internalize it. And I have a story about that. You know, practices change in the church. There was a time where people talked a lot about the ministry of healing and anointing with blessed oil as a sign of God's healing and prayer. And in fact, many churches had it where people could come and have anointing because they had something on their mind or they had a physical sickness. And so many churches did this practice. When I was in Toronto, it was very strict about it. You had to go away on a training weekend and learn all about what it was and what it wasn't, because there had been a mistake.
people had prayed for someone with oil for anointing, and the person had appendicitis and died. And so, of course, that meant, you know, that the diocese was worried about being sued, and so they put in this intensive weekend thing that you had to go. And so I had to go. I had to go to this weekend to make sure that I wasn't over-promising, you know, what God could do. And the monk who spoke, an Anglican monk, Brother Christian Swain, said, "It's important that you don't know if it was what you did that brought about the healing. God does the healing. And you should never assume that because you anointed someone with oil, it was because you did that they got better. And that in fact, it's better for you to just trust that God uses us all in multiple and different ways. And we don't ever get to know, and maybe we shouldn't know, whether our particular thing was the miracle. That brings us a sense of serving, but in humility. I'm not the person who is going to heal you because I have the right theology or I have the right practice. I'm just another person beside you. In a democratized, flattened, we're all together in this. We actually don't know when God is using who we are. You might think, I'm going to do this thing, like I gave out the burgers, and that's going to be God using me. Might be that you volunteer at something else, and you think, okay, this is the thing where God is using me. When in fact, someone else experiences something in you that you didn't even know you were doing, and it was their grace for the day. It wasn't that you decided, I have this thing to offer, therefore God will use this thing. It's you offered yourself, and somehow, even the parts you didn't know about, God is able to turn into a blessing. There's a song we sometimes sing that comes from St. Francis of Assisi, and maybe you know it. It has the same idea. Make me a channel of your peace. Well, we don't know what kind of channel we'll be, but the song says, where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your healing power. Where there's doubt, true faith in you. And it goes on in beautiful ways to say, let me be the channel, even though you'll never know that you were. You're just opening yourself. It's a beautiful thing to open yourself to God, not knowing even how God might use that. You just offered yourself. And that's enough. In our worship today, like any Sunday, we're opening ourselves. We're offering ourselves to God today. We can trust and hope and believe that God uses that and leave it right there, that we don't need to know how God used it. We just offered ourselves, and it's good. Amen.
Dear Lord, we bring our prayers to you this morning with the knowledge that you love us and care about the hopes, fears, and yearnings in our hearts. Let us pray with confidence to the Lord, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for your church. As we approach the end of National Indigenous History Month, may we recommit ourselves to learning more about the culture, traditions, and experience of our Indigenous brothers and sisters, to reflecting on the ongoing impacts of colonialization, and to working together to find paths to reconciliation and healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our world. We remember especially today the victims and survivors of the earthquake in Venezuela. Help the injured to find medical care. Help the grieving to find comfort. Help rescue workers to find strength and rest. We remember also the millions who are suffering through the heat wave in Europe, especially the very young and the very old. May they find relief. And we remember those in the Middle East, Sudan, Ukraine, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and so many other countries whose lives continue to be shaped by war. Help them to find hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for our community. We pray especially for all those living on the streets, in tent encampments, or in shelters in Gatineau and Ottawa. Keep them safe, surround them with friends who care for them, give them confidence as they imagine a better future, and inspire and encourage the individuals and organizations that support them in their efforts, including the staff and volunteers of the Multi-Faith Housing Initiative. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the sick, their loved ones, and their caregivers. We ask that your love and comfort be felt today by Ron, Dixie, Jenny, David, Earl, Alice, and the family of Noel Quinn, and all others known for us. We pray also for the departed and those who mourn them, remembering today Roger and Ruth Marshall, William and Emmeline Smith, in whose memory the flowers are offered today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we prepare to celebrate Canada Day, we pray for our country, for Charles, our King, for Louise, our Governor General, for Mark, our Prime Minister, for Doug and Christine, our Premiers, and for Mark and Maud, our Mayors. Give them wisdom, compassion, and energy, and determination. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our diocese, we pray for Catherine, our Bishop, and Anne, our Metropolitan, and Shane, our Primate. We also pray for those who minister at St. John's, including Gary, Alan, Christina, Pat, Nicholas, Perry, Ayot, Monica, Barb, Chris, and Pat. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, let us not fall into the trap of dwelling solely on the darkness in the world. Help us to boldly embrace the light, appreciating and celebrating all of the beautiful things that you have given us. Warm summer days, glorious flowers, the songs of the bird, and precious time with our families and friends. May we also be a channel for God's light in the world. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
et la bénédiction du Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit, descende sur vous et vous demeure à jamais. Amen.
Love and serve the Lord.